The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
5:23. A do-over on Neil Diamond. I think I hit a key on my keyboard. And there's a part of the training that I was not given when we got our new system a couple years ago. But having our tech-savvy person here that knows everything about everything, he informed management the reason Mark struggles with the computer is he's not smart enough to operate it.
Could be. I know I'm not.
Well, I said to him, I'm probably not. But knowing that now, you would be greatly disappointed to see what the company paid me last month versus what they paid you. Had to look it up because I played a Dave Loggins song. Paul Sitter, they related him and Kenny. They're second cousins, which I didn't know. I had to look that up. And then Dave Loggins, Kenny Rogers hired him one time, flew him to his horse farm in Georgia that had a swimming pool for the horses and all that stuff. And said, I want you to stay here till you write me some hit song. And that's where Morning Desire came from. Sort of laughing this morning because I was looking at stuff on Facebook at home and some of the stuff people complain about. And I said, you know, I'm just as bad. I whine and complain about stuff, but at least I've got a job where I can complain in front of a lot of people. And one of the first things I saw this morning, property assessment visits. Property evaluation staff may be visiting your property during the upcoming tax year to conduct an on-site review for property tax purposes. Notify your local DOR in writing within 30 days of this publication if you wish to be present. Buddy, you better be assessing my value from the street. Otherwise, you were trespassing, and I don't care who in the hell you work for. Mm-hmm. It's weird that they would have to come look, because in the past, they just knew it was worth more and charged you accordingly. By the way, your house payment is due again at the end of the month. Well, I don't owe any money on my house. Yeah, you do. Twice a year in Montana, you owe on your house. You might have paid the bank off, you might have paid the credit union off, but you have never paid the government off, and you never will.
No. You got 2 days. Excuse me. Two days to get your property taxes in. Mm-hmm. So first half due. So. Oh yeah, they'll come sneaking around. Well, you got a finished basement now, huh?
That's right.
In fact, I remember one of the old tax assessors from about 40 years ago. His name was Ron something. Anyway, I bought my first ranch in 1986. And it was a foreclosure, because that was back in the mid-80s when agriculture was tough and there were farm sales and guys were losing farms. And
since 86, it's just gotten easier and easier every year.
Can I finish with the story? And so it was foreclosed on, which is a good time for me to buy. So I bought. But anyway, the tax assessor, Ron something, He would come out to my place about every 6 months and look around.
Oh, and see what you've been up to and how you've improved it?
Because I was cleaning it up. I mean, it was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I was fixing the roof and tearing old buildings down and things like that. And I think he told me he was coming out because a lot of the buildings that I was tearing down, they were assessed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were old, dilapidated things, and I was tearing them down. And
yeah, because you got to pay taxes on them if they're still standing.
But I was asking him, why do you want to know what I've done in the basement if you're just concerned about taking taxes off from the buildings I'm tearing down versus what I'm doing to the other ones, making them better? So, you know, and don't kid yourself, folks. Taxes. We talk about it all the time. Why do you think in Billings you have to, or you're supposed to file like a building permit when you remodel your bathroom?
Exactly right.
I need a permit to remodel my bathroom. Government says, oh yeah, you got to be permitted to do that. Ain't that something? You gotta be permitted by us to do it. Here's one of these big ones for you. And the reason they do that is because they know that your value is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's all trickery. It's all a scam, folks. They all are in bed with each other. So when are you going to start doing that? Did it say when they're going to start sending assessors out?
No, just sometime over the next sometime over the year.
Oh,
and if you want to be present when people are on your property about to cost you more money, you have to give them notice in writing.
Yeah, maybe in writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, in other words, you have to go out of your way, and they make it as difficult as possible to stop them.
Right.
They don't have to get in writing from you your permission.
Exactly. That's my point.
To go on your property.
That's not right. I don't know if you heard the story recently. Walking out the door to go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, Paul had somebody that was uninvited on his property. And that gentleman is fortunate that things didn't go more wrong than they did.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, and he was from the power company.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled in down there by my shop. I was loaded to the... I think I scared him a little, Mark.
Well, if he's listening, you should be scared. You were about 4 pounds of pressure on a trigger away from having your life changed.
That's right. You know, speaking of that, Department of Revenue, all that kind of stuff. I'm glancing through, getting show prepped this morning, and I happen to see this in the paper that where Mark saw about the on-site reviews. The Department of Revenue is holding $128 million worth of unclaimed property, and some of it could be yours. They said 1 in 7 people have unclaimed cash waiting for them, the Department of Revenue. Now, the most common forms of this unclaimed property includes uncashed checks, savings or a checking account that you haven't closed out, a credit balance, traveler's check, stocks and bonds, insurance proceeds, certificates of deposit, safety deposit box contents. Maybe you've had one for years.
Mm-hmm.
I still have my safety deposit box, and I've had it for 30 years, and the only reason I have it is because I lost one of the keys, and it's $150. If that's right, it's $150.
That is so you.
Well, thank you, but it's $150 to replace the key. So I thought, well, piss on that. I'm just going to keep the safety deposit box forever.
I don't need anything out of it anyway.
It's $30 a year. You know, I can. I should put my Nolan Ryan cards in there or something, just something. So I feel like I'm.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I thought. Maybe this is a scam, but it's legit. It's got the Montana emblem, the Montana DOT number up there, the Helena number, stuff like that. But 1 out of 7, you know, it could be one of the property tax rebates that were owed you, or something like that. They couldn't find your address or something like that. But it says 1 out of 7.
They don't have any trouble finding my address when they need property tax money or income tax money.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh. And to apply to get it back, you had to jump through hoops.
That's a great point. Because if you call in and you identify yourself and you say, yes, I'm that person, then if they have your name and address and all the information, then why the hell didn't they get a hold of you and give you back that money?
Right.
They're not just going to make up the names of these people.
No.
So they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what they're thinking. They're like gift cards.
Exactly right.
When you buy a gift card, you put them on your shelf. you know, you never use them. Someday somebody will throw it out. The person that had it already got the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's like, and you and I have talked about this before. I don't know how many years in a row both the Burger Dive and the 406 Tap Room contributed to the Yellowstone County Spelling Bee. But Paul and I would get gift certificates or gift cards.
Right.
And I put them all in my pickup.
Me too.
Hoping that would make me use them.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Hasn't worked. But
I don't even know where the Burger Dive is now.
Just right down here.
Well, I thought they moved.
Well, if they did, I didn't know about it.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought they were moving out of that one downtown, but... I'll probably go there when I go to Sophie's to get my coffee cake or whatever it's called.
No, they're still downtown here. Huh. Just on 27th.
But yeah, you know, if the Department of Revenue has all the names and all the information on these people, then why don't you contact them if they're owed the
money? Because if I don't pay on time, you sure as hell know how to get a hold of me.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's interesting that we got on the subject of taxes. I looked this up yesterday. Remember when they were trying to get marijuana legalized and the selling line was, well, think of the tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple weeks ago when everybody got their new property tax statements, pretty much everybody's bill went up and went up a significant percentage.
Oh, yeah.
So I was wondering where that cannabis tax revenue goes because I didn't know. So I looked it up. MontanaRevenue.gov. The 20% adult use cannabis tax and 4% medical marijuana tax are distributed at the state level. The very first person, first group to get paid every year, $6 million goes to the healing and ending addiction through recovery and treatment account. Okay. Now, medical marijuana, adult use cannabis are not gateway drugs, but just to be sure, the first $6 million off the top goes to an addiction yeah. and recovery center. 20% goes to the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks for wildlife habitat. 4% to the state park account, 4% to the trails and recreational facilities, 4% to the non-game wildlife account.
Excuse me, all additional spending.
Right. No tax relief.
No relief from that.
No. Exactly right. Additional tax revenue because yeah. the government never spends less.
No. Wow.
And unlike diesel fuel, there aren't different colors of dope.
No.
Because everybody else, once you legalized it, they kept getting it from their guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked to a guy we work with.
That's right.
They said, well, if you're not buying the legal stuff, where do you get it? He said, you call your guy. I said, you got a guy? Everybody's got a guy.
Everybody's got a guy. And so they don't know if you bought it from a legal shop or you bought it from an illegal guy mm-hmm. that when we had Stacy in here always told us they set up growing facilities in Billings all over mm-hmm. once they legalize. They did it with diesel fuel, but they won't do it with dope.
Well, yeah, but you farmers are criminals.
Yeah. That's a bunch of BS, though. They're going to come out and trespass and look at your property. And unless you notify them in writing within 30 days not to do it, they're going
to
be there.
No, not to do it, but if you want to be present.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're coming whether you like it or not.
Well, that's a good point, yeah. Yeah, where do they have the authority to do that?
They don't. Mm. By the letter of the law, you should not be on my property.
I hope I'm in the shower when they come. That poor guy. That guy is... whoever works for them and has to do that, he's in danger.
Yeah.
You know, going around looking at people's property with... And how are people finding out about it? They put a little 6x4 ad in a very corner of the bottom of a newspaper page.
That hardly anybody subscribes to.
And nobody looks at anymore except us just for getting information and stuff. But yeah, that's not good. See, they had another high-speed pursuit yesterday morning in Billings. Bunch of kids, and they took off. The policeman tried to stop them because they were driving down the road with 3 flat tires. Mm-hmm. Now...
yes, Paul?
We don't know why she decided to outrun the police,
mm-hmm.
but she had 3 flat tires on the car. And they were driving down the road, so policeman was going to say, hey, you know, you got 3 flat tires, and they took off and crashed in somebody's yard, which that time of day in the morning, it's usually a relatively quiet time. The crooks that have been up all night at Daisy Duke's and stuff, they're all in bed.
Most of those parties wind down by about 3.
Yeah, so they're all in bed at, you know, 9 in the morning.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
Yeah, they're still looking for them. Cut down a large Douglas fir tree that will be our state Christmas tree. Maybe the people in Washington, D.C. should get a hold of us out here to learn how to properly put a Christmas tree up. The national Christmas tree that is in front of the White House fell down Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, for crying out loud.
From the high winds, it was a 40-foot Norway spruce. 1 o'clock, there were some heavy wind gusts that reached 40 miles an hour near Reagan Airport, and it blew the tree over. Of course, since it's government dollars, they had the tree back up by 6 p.m., and they hold it up with cables and stuff anyway. They had to replace this tree because the dip that was in charge of picking one picked an older tree out that had MPS, and that's had fungal disease where the needles turn brown and fall off.
Oh, my God.
And so they had to pick
one job.
Yeah, they had to pick another one. We've all been there about going out trying to find the perfect tree, but I'll bet in Montana we don't have our Christmas trees blow over. We know about wind. It's like when I built my building. Why are you putting so many screws in it? You don't need them here on that seam. Up, 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 up. It's not your building.
End of story.
My building.
Right.
I know what winds are like.
Mm-hmm.
My roofs don't blow off.
Right.
So.
Well, in your defense, the previous roof didn't really blow off.
No, it stayed intact.
It stayed intact, and the whole thing just got sucked off.
That's right. It just got pulled right out of the ground. But that's true. The tin stayed on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything stayed there. Got a little windy there yesterday. let's see here. There's something else I want. Oh, yeah, this is what I want. I told you the other day, folks, when I was in Cincinnati visiting my mom, I talked to a law professor that taught school at Northern Kentucky for, I don't know, 15 years or something like that. And we were having a discussion, and I told him about these essays and articles that Mark and I have to write every day, 250 words. And she goes, every day? I said, yeah, every day. And we've done it for 7 years. And she said, if that was a requirement for any student at their university, she said they would have zero students.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, that's just unheard of. No one would ever do that. I said, well, they make us do it. And then I see this today, and this could be our out, Wilson.
Tell me.
Sports Illustrated, the last media company damaged by being less than forthcoming about who or what is writing their stories. There's a website out there called Futurism reported that this once grand go-to magazine has been using articles with authors that don't exist. Now, the magazine's denying a lot of these claims, but these articles are all AI written and developed.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Computer-generated writers. We're an IT company,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost. Yeah, we got 300-400 radio stations around the country, but they consider themselves an IT company.
Not a radio company, but an IT company that owns radio stations.
That's right. Now, Sports Illustrated said they're going to fire the company that produced the articles. Earlier in the year, experiments with AI, artificial intelligence, went awry at both the Gannett newspaper chain and CNT technology websites. Both companies are testing new technology on having AI write all their articles, and the human workers obviously feel it's going to cost their jobs, and it's going to. AI is going to cost millions of jobs.
Look what technology has done to employment in radio broadcasting.
Well, and just look at manufacturing.
Yeah.
Robotic this, robot that. You know, sure, that opened up a whole new engineering field of robotic engineering and things like that. It created thousands of jobs, but that technology is going to eliminate. You know, folks, we could use AI to teach our kids at schools.
Yeah, we could.
I talked about it years ago about technology and how the unions fight technology in our school systems. Because we could have a math teacher that is brilliant and teaches math at Skyview High School, and every one of his students could pass with flying colors and graduate proficient in math, and we have the technology to use that same teacher at all the other schools, but we don't.
Zoom teaching was fine during the pandemic.
But we won't do that because those are all union jobs, and we need to protect as many of those as possible. I'm just saying, it's coming. University of Maryland professor who teaches journalism ethics. I would love to have a discussion with that guy.
How did those two words get in the same sentence?
Said there's nothing wrong in media with the companies experimenting with AI. The mistake is in trying to hide it. If you want to be in the truth-telling business, you shouldn't tell lies. Fair, accurate, and the damn truth.
Hear, hear.
We've been doing it for dozens and dozens of years. In fact, we had a call yesterday, said he heard somebody use that line somewhere.
Back east.
And he asked the guy, and he stole it from us.
Yeah, came out here on vacation, listened to us while I was here, now listens on the app, uses the slogan.
Yeah, glad he does. Sports Illustrated at one time was a weekly staple of magazines around the country. On Monday, yesterday, Futurism website reported that they use stories for things like product reviews and a lot of other things, and the authors couldn't be identified. Upon questioning Sports Illustrated, Futurism said all the authors with AI-generated portraits disappeared then from the magazine's website. Sports Illustrated said the articles were created by a third-party company and are removing the content. It's not the first time it's happened. Gannett paused an experiment of some of their newspapers this summer in which AI was used to generate articles. And see, when AI generates articles, folks, AI somehow is programmed. And they can program it how they want the articles to be and not give you the damn truth.
I was asking yesterday because at one point for those articles... I was told by our guy that knows everything, we'll have the software installed in the studio where instead of typing, because Paul and I are terrible typers, terribly slow, where you can just talk, and because we've got it in other rooms here in the building, and the words will just appear on the screen. And she explained, you know, there's an app that does that on your phone, if you get the app. And you just say, give me 250 words about water skiing, make it kind of funny.
There you go. CNET also experimented with news articles created by AI. Other companies have been more upfront about their experiments with AI, including BuzzFeed. The Associated Press has been using technology to assist in articles about financial earnings reports, more recently in some of their sports stories. And at the end of each one of their stories they send out, there's a small little note on the bottom that explains that technology's role had a way in production of this story, had a role in the story. And so there you go, Wilson. We could use AI to do all that. But the problem was the AI that is developed, it may all take, for instance, a very liberal, progressive look on how to write the article. That's why when we do news, you get the damn truth, because I can see and read in the articles the points that they are trying to make and the political points that they are purposefully putting in the article to sway you. And I pull that out, and it probably pisses them off.
Well, you know, they're just putting that out there for radio stations to use.
Oh, yeah.
They don't listen to us.
No.
And 99% of the other stations are reading them as is.
TV stations do the same thing.
Exactly.
I watch the news, and they pick these articles, and they read them just how they're written.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example, folks. How many times this year have you heard about Donald Trump's trying to overturn the election? And that word was a talking point that was sent out to every media group in every place in the country, and just about everybody used it, except us.
Right.
Because that's not what he was doing.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook. The Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
He was challenging the election results, which is perfectly legal.
Which you can do.
Anybody, anywhere, a mayor, a dog catcher, Ekalaka, doesn't matter. Governors, they can challenge the election results. And that's what he was doing. No, because every Democrat that's ever lost, like Hillary, they all challenged the election results.
Exactly.
But AP used the word overturn the election. And every mind-numb, robot, piece-of-crap journalist out there followed it. And that's not the truth. He's challenged the election results. He challenged them in Georgia. He challenged them in Wisconsin. He challenged them in Pennsylvania, where they were close. So, if you want it fair, if you want it accurate, and you want the damn truth, you can't hardly listen anywhere.
No, because it's all the same narrative.
Yeah, yep, you can hardly listen anywhere. But AI writing articles, we may be onto something here.
If you live out in Lockwood, I'm sure you've heard, but they're going to have the funeral for that sheriff that was killed down out of Hardin, and that's going to be today. And so there's going to be a lot of folks attending that, but that will not interfere with the buses or lunchtime traffic or any of the things going on for the students at Lockwood School. They have safety procedures to keep school going and students separated from the attendees. Police will be there at 7:30 to direct all traffic in the main high school, middle school parking lot. Now, if you got nothing going today, you just want to meet a bunch of people in law enforcement, that's where they're going to be. Going to be a lot of folks out there.
Rosalind Carter, she had to have her nails and hair and everything done again last night because today there's another funeral. That poor woman can't rest in peace. I'm the only media guy bringing that up around. I'm parading her around all over. My God. Put her in the ground and let her move on. But they're going to do that again today. Another new one.
I was talking to somebody yesterday. Both the Bobcats and the Grizzlies have home playoff games this weekend. There's a 60% chance of snow for the Grizz game. And I talked to somebody that's going to both games. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the Bobcat game. When that's over, we'll zip over to Missoula, go to that one, too. Why not? Oh, good for you.
Yeah. They're probably both Saturday.
Both Saturday. Grizz games at night.
Oh, there you go. Boy, that's going to be an expensive weekend.
We don't care.
I know it.
Tailgating is life, man. Two tailgates in the same day? Are you kidding?
Put it on the card. And maybe an interest to people in this part of the country. You could read this back in Brooklyn, New York, and people wouldn't know what the hell you're talking about. San Francisco. In fact, those people, they probably don't even know. They think BLM is Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
If you would ask them, what is the BLM stand for, they would all say Black Lives Matter. Out here in the West, you ask people, what is BLM? They know it's the Bureau of Land Management. The Bureau of Land Management has now stopped the use of spring-loaded traps that disperse the cyanide powder to kill coyotes and other predators. Wildlife advocates have been trying for years to outlaw this. They're called M44s. They said they have unintentionally killed thousands of pets and other non-predator wildlife. And the BLM posted a notice on their website it no longer will use them across the 390,000 square miles that they manage. By the way, folks, you know, John Tester and these others, he's using it for a political, but I've introduced legislation to stop China from buying land. You know, the federal government damn near has a third of all the land in the country now.
Yeah.
Just think of that. The BLM alone, folks, has 390,625 square miles. That's an area that is twice the size of California.
Wow.
So two Californias in our little country down here. And that's just what the BLM owns. All right. National Park Service, Fish Wildlife Service, they already prohibit them. 10 states still use them in some form. M44, you drive a stake in the ground and it's a spring-loaded canister and you put a piece of bait on it and a coyote or something comes by and it pulls off the bait. And since it's spring-loaded, poof, little thing of cyanide goes up, kills the coyote. And they've used them for decades out here in the West.
Mm-hmm.
American sheep industry especially likes them, keep predation down. Predators caused $232 million, so almost $250 million in losses annually by eating these animals and killing your animals. $250 million. A dozen people have been harmed over the last 25 years. Well, that's pretty low.
It's very low.
When there's 350 million people in the United States that live every day 365 days a year and 25. There's been 1,100 dogs, according to the agency, killed, and 88,000 animals that aren't deemed predators killed. I can, you know, I get it. I see both sides of this story. If they are used in a more limited access, non-human available area, they should still be used.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody that's against that kind of trap has livestock.
That's right. And if it is an area where there are trails and people hike, then the BLM should have had their crap together years ago and not let them for use in a highly traveled civilian area. I mean, that would have only made sense. But the more remote regions, the most remote, where there is cattle and sheep grazing, where people don't frequent, a lot of these parcels are all isolated. It's could still be used as predator control there. Still use them in New Mexico, Colorado, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, West Virginia, and Wyoming also still allow M44 use. By the way, M44's cyanide gas canisters, folks, are not something that you can go up to Ace Hardware while you're looking for our Saver shower head and find a display on sale this week, M44 cyanide canisters.
Excuse me, can you help me find?
You cannot do that.
Gotcha.
So, you know, these are used by government trappers. Licensed guys have to be able to have those. California stopped it in 1988, and Animal Wellness Action President Wayne Pacelli said there's simply no reason for the federal government to keep spending millions of dollars to use poisons to kill wildlife on behalf of ranchers. You're right up there with Dan.
We're gonna get a shirt for him too.
Yes. You're right up there with Dan. See, there you go. Once again, folks, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho. You know, we're 20% of the landmass, but we're not part of the population. And agriculture is now such a minuscule part of the voting block.
Yeah.
There's less than 1 million farmers and ranchers left in this country. Less than a million. You're insignificant anymore as far as a voting bloc goes.
Right.
Now, the voting bloc that is growing is like the gender selection voting bloc, the illegal alien voting bloc. These are much bigger voting blocs.
True.
So any more, according to Wayne Pacelli, it's stupid to continue to do this just for a bunch of farmers and ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That sums it up in a nutshell right there.
It does.
But if we would ever unionize and we would ever start charging what we need, you fat bastards out there. Well, it pisses me off,
you know,
Mark.
You know who you are.
That's right. You know, that shove your face full of this stuff all the time, mm-hmm. and you'd have to start paying more to maintain that body condition.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd scream, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would.
Pisses me off.
Well, folks, it's one of the advantages our morning show has over other radio stations. You don't have to explain ways to kill coyotes to us.
Well, that's true. There are far other ways that you can kill predators, too.
We don't need your damn cyanide.
Hey, you know what? I'm all for that, though. In highly traveled, civilianized areas, you don't use them.
Right.
That's just common sense.
It's common sense because most people don't know what they are.
Exactly. You know, they walk their dogs. I get it. The far remote regions of BLM that is inaccessible out there where there's thousands of acres, it's still a good control.
Mm-hmm.
There. That's it. Time to do some news, Wilson.
Not even my favorite way to kill them, truth be told.
Okay. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
First news coming up, 10 after 6.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.